Beyond the Illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome right here, right now to Soul Mirrors. Wow, what is your life reflecting right now? Just take a minute. Bring a hand to your heart and breathe that one in. You know, we are at such an incredible moment. This is literally the only words that Sri and I have used over the words are pop or drop. This is that moment where you're either popping or you're dropping. And if you're stuck in the middle, my heart feels for you because it's a painful place to be right now when everything is saying, hey, it is time. We are literally realigning. I'm going to be talking all about that this evening. I have a special surprise guest this evening for you as well. And remember that this show is here for you. And tonight, especially, I really want to hear from you. So call in early. Let me get you woven into the show tonight. If you want to give a call over to our 800 number where you get to speak with the beautiful Thomas, go ahead and call 888-627-6008. That's over at BBS Radio, 888-627-6008. Thomas will get you all queued up to speak. And of course, over at Oneness Talk Radio, 517-208-1500. Of course, I would be remiss if I was not giving a huge shout out to everyone that is joining in right now. Thank you for being here. And thank you for saying yes to this moment in time. So I want to invite you to just really take in a breath and to give yourself the gift of this moment. And I'm going to go ahead. And for those of you that are watching the show, I'm going to go ahead and I want to put up the December up-level calendar. And I want to start here this evening because this pop or drop moment has everything to do with this culminating month of, you see the energy right there. December energy is the culminating moment of 2020. Going out of this year, as we came in January 2020, with the energy of profound shift, not just shift. Profound shift. And the quote that you see here, and I'll read to you, is from the Cosmic Essene. This time through the year 2022 will set into motion the next 1,000 years. Bring a hand to your heart and breathe that in. This time through the year 2022 will set in motion the next 1,000 years. Profound shift. You know, we are so blessed that we are living right now in this energy of reunion, in this energy of reclamation, in this energy of remembrance, you know. And as you gaze at the December 2020 calendar, the one thing that you are reminded of immediately is that right now, and we're still in this energy, right now, happened yesterday, December 14, we were in the midst of an illuminated new moon, that beautiful, beautiful feminine energy going into her center of creation, that new moon illuminated through the up level as it's been all year long. Plus, it came together with a solar eclipse, that masculine that to me felt like the deep bow before the feminine and the feminine doing that deep curtsy before the masculine. It was that moment of honoring of the each and the other, the coming together in what was the culminating of the three peak up-level experiences for the entire year. Now, I want you to also notice that for December 21, all next week, you actually see quiet. Well, that's not quiet. What that is the expansion of this up level, this illuminated new moon. This was like we just hit an all-time high of connection and expansion and rapid growth. And in that, we will continue to amplify until we get to the culminating up-level experience of the year as well, and the up-level of December, which is the 30th. Now, remember, the 14th was a peak up-level. There were only three of those in the entire year. And we also have a full moon up-level energy moment in December as well. So between December 14 and December 30th right now, this is the pop or drop moment. This is the moment in front of you that is looking at you, that is calling you out, and that is essentially saying to you, hey, pay attention, because what's happening right now is happening on so many levels that if you are consciously aware of it, then you get the blessing of consciously co-creating, of consciously navigating with this incredibly profound energy that is available to the all. And if you are not aware of it, or if you have a sense of the energy without the clarity of your own beingness, then essentially this energy is navigating you and going to find all of those energy areas inside of you that are feeling, let's just use the word, conflicted, that all of the inner conflicts are going to come up. This is why it becomes a literal pop or drop moment. When all of the inner conflict comes up. Now, remember that we have entered into spiral time. And my heart so clearly understands those of you that are like, Kira, what are you talking about? I so get that. Spiral time is that moment that has come forward from our greater remembrance of the truth of who we are. We are at a moment in the collective evolutionary expansion of the consciousness journey, which has an infinite core. We are at a moment in this particular experience of time, in this particular dimensional overlay. We are in that moment right now where collectively enough of us have consciously time surfed to be in this experience to hold the greater conscious awareness of what is happening with the spiral ignition of spiral time. And one of the ways that I can share this with you is actually through ascended numerology. So I want to show you the ascended numerology for December. So again, if you're listening in, I'm describing all this as well. But if you're watching us on video, here it all is. And of course, if you're not sure where to catch our video, you can always catch our video over at YouTube, Oneness Talk Radio, YouTube official Sri and Kira, OnenessTalkRadio.com as well. And I believe also over at BBS Radio. You can catch this show in its video form. I believe iHeart is only carrying the audio. I'm not sure. And so as we gaze at this chart, as I share this is the ascended numerology for December. And it really introduced spiral time. And it was just such a clear introduction. So I want to share this with you because as we adapt, as we expand beyond the paradigm, as we allow ourselves to integrate this profound peak, divine feminine, divine masculine, truly unified in the dance of oneness moment, then we are able to lift through the chaos, lift through the density, remember the truth of who we are, thereby call that mastery presence into this body of form with conscious awareness. And the clarion call has gone out, and so many of us are remembering, and many of you that are here right now, even if you're not sure why, you're here because you're remembering as well. So as we talk about this ascended numerology, December was a mirror image of the November numerology. Remember that November and December 2020 are literally mirrors of each other. And in the energy of the ascended spiral, we grow through awareness, experience, choice, awareness, experience, choice. It's an ever refining spiral. And November was a choice month. And here we are with the ascended numerology of December as the mirrored awareness of that choice. And where this becomes important is the six. And so if you gaze at this, the soul chart, which is the one that resembles somewhat a clock. So if you were gazing at what looked like a clock with the numbers on it, a regular traditional clock, analog clock, and the way a clock would spin, that six right there is that moment of perfect balance. It's that moment that says, I can shoulder, I can burden all the rest of this, but it would be a lot easier if I didn't have to. And that six of December was what created the difference from November. And if you gaze at this and you look now at the body of form, that six actually relates in our body of form to our second chakra. Our second chakra is not only the place where we find our balance, it's also our creation. And the moment we are in right now that this peak up level has called forward is for our balanced creation. And because of that, the way it seems to work in this world of experience that we have all called in is that when we are looking at our balance, then everything that is out of balance will come forward. And in our mastery presence, it is through that imbalance that we pop or drop. Because the imbalance is the clarion call. It's the sign from the universe that's saying, pay attention. It's when we are able to lift into awareness, right? Our ascended consciousness moves through awareness, experience, choice as the never refining spiral. So we become aware that we are out of balance. We become aware that we are ready, for more because we are no longer afraid of who we are. Because we can put our arms around ourself enough to say yes to who we are. And the moment at hand that is going to pop that energy even further is next Monday, the 21st of December. So remember that December 21, 2020, this profound moment is being heralded as a massive celebration. And there is massive, massive energy around it. And it is amazing. And yet, when I showed you the up-level calendar earlier, it was quiet. Remember I mentioned earlier, when you look at next week, there's like this quiet space on next week. Well, what is that about? Well, it's because the peak up level energy is right now. The peak up level energy does not need fanfare. It does not need a big prophecy around it. It does not need anything of the world of illusion to be, other than the awakened consciousness of those that can receive it, of those that are aware. In this moment of the sun and the moon coming together nakedly before each other, that beautiful solar eclipse, that incredible illuminated new moon, the lovers standing before each other saying, all I am, we are the one. It is that moment of naked, beautiful presence, that ignition of saying yes to you, of really being able to surrender all to the divine presence, that we find our greatest alignment. And right now, the entire planet, this experience of density, this moment around us, everything that is happening in this co-creative experience is in the presence of balanced creation, and it is the invitation for consciousness to take a quantum leap in the vastness of that which we are aware of. Really breathe that in, because this is a peak up-level moment that very much ties into what Sri and I started talking about on Sunday, and a conversation I want to expand with you right now, which is, why does the guru go into the cave, right? To use a metaphor. And why, if ever, would the guru come out? That is a really important question right now, and one that is so incredibly rich with the energy before us. When we say yes to that which we are, when we really own that which we may share with others or even recite to ourselves, but when we really own it, when it's not just a concept, when it's not just something we like to intellectualize about or have fascinating conversations about, when it's something that is so deep within, that irrefutable knowing. For me, that first came with my near-death experience when I died of cancer. That 1989 experience gave me my first sense of irrefutable knowing. And for many years, it was more than enough. And then there is the transcendence of even that transcendent knowing. There is the absolute gift, because it is a gift, of being able to still have a body of form with absolute conscious awareness, 100% beyond, that it is the master presence that is illuminating the body. And loving that body enough, because it's going to let you know about it, loving the body enough to say, I've got this and I trust you. So as I'm sharing this with you, breathe that in and really notice, you know, that guru, so to speak, that guru you, that beingness inside of you that comes forward and says, okay, I give, I get it. I let go of that which was trying to control. I let go of that which was trying to figure it all out. I let go of that which was just so intellectually attached. And I will visit the borderlands of sanity, and I will burst through the gate and fly. That's the pop. The drop is, I will walk up to the gate, and I know it's there, and I see it, and I will open the gate. And then I will get frozen in my capacity to do anything else. Because within me, that guru self is unable to trust the self. And I want you to really just take a moment and go deeper with that inside of you. Notice, and especially your second chakras right now, this month, very, very much about balanced creation. So really notice that second chakra and really notice the creation and the choice and the clarity that you have called forward for yourself right now. Where is that clarity? How is that clarity coming forward in your life? What is that clarity showing you or not? Many, many beings right now, especially in this pop or drop moment, especially in this new alignment, many are going to go into the cave. And the reason they're going into the cave is because they're unable to break free of the massive pull of the energy that seeks to distract you from that which you are. And so going into the cave can often be a moment of, I just need to disconnect from it all. And then to understand why you're disconnecting and what you're disconnecting from. Because this is happening on so many different levels right now. There is the ego which is in the third dimension, which is ecstatic. And especially next week, you're going to really want to look at ego next week. There's going to be a lot of spiritualized ego next week and a lot of fanfare around a lot of things around the 21st. Awesome. And this moment right now, this week right now, is the opportunity to not only be the guru in the cave, but to see how that guru is coming out. And the way that that guru has called forward that, I'm going to call it the armor of self-awareness. Because the greatest protection in a world of distraction and a creation from illusion, the greatest protection, your greatest set of armor is your conscious awareness. Because in your conscious awareness, the bigger picture is always in front of you. In your conscious awareness, the way I like to describe it is I feel like I'm looking at five computer screens at once all the time and absolutely able to hold with all of them. We are at a moment where we are living in spiral time and multidimensional consciousness. And as we do that, and as we relax and say yes to that, the first thing that's going to freak out is your body. So let's just take a moment right now, right? Let's just kind of bring our arms right here. And I want you to notice, how is your body? And are you giving your body enough attention? You know, one of the things that's so easy to do is deny the body. But as Archangel Zadkiel always has shared, your body is the greatest truth detector. It's the best, because no matter what lie your mind might tell you, your body will always say, hey, pay attention. Now, one thing I want to bring to your attention right now is that as we have entered into this spiral time, and that's going to be all of 2021. Remember, 2021 is going to be the first experience, conscious experience of spiral time. And it's just going to keep going. You're not returning back to linear time. You know, things have changed. They've just changed. And it is a fascinating integration and a fascinating moment to bring that together. So as we are in this spiral time experience, as we are moving into 2021 right now, in this pop or drop moment, in this moment of realignment, one of the gifts of our Monday magic experience is that last night, those of you that were with us last night know that we were not only together on the up level, but that lesson 11 of the Galactic Encyclopedia of that 2020 was the entire up level. I know that I'm still blown away by it, as all of you are and all of us continue to be. And the reason I bring this up is because it talked a lot about the lions and the lambs and how an army of lions led by a lamb is nothing, because all it takes is one lion with an army of lambs to create great shift. We are the lion and the lamb. We are finding that within ourselves. We are becoming the integrated presence of that. And together we are better. And so this week, moving up to next week, is a moment to say yes to your divine mastery presence in a way that you have not done before. And specifically to pay attention to your spine and your nervous system. Because right now, and this was in our Monday magic, and I find it so incredible, we have been talking about your ascended kundalini. Your ascended kundalini is birthing right now. We have been talking about this for close to a month. And what's happening right now is specifically the spine, and I am certainly going through it myself, the spine and the nervous system are being invited into a very rapid up-level experience to vibrationally prepare because of this incredible galactic moment of conscious expansion. And so if you are having all of this experience, all of this ascended symptomology, then know that your ascended kundalini is already rising. Everyone is, this seed of the ascended kundalini is happening. And this is where Monday magic really helps to shepherd all of us through this. And I encourage you to learn more about that at sriankira.com. And so I want to, before we go any further, I want to bring in my beautiful surprise guest who I'm confident you all know who it is at this point, because my beautiful surprise guest is and had to be my beautiful and amazing husband, who just got done with his beautiful culminating mentoring class today for the Women Wellness Awakenings group. And so, beloved Sri Ram Ka, thank you for being so amazing. He's just hopping from studio to studio and camera to camera today. Hey, Angel, welcome. Hi. Welcome, Sri. I'm going to give him a kiss because I can. Okay. I love you too, sweetheart. All right. So, Sri, I thought before we go to the call lines, go to the phone lines, because we want to start welcoming those of you in, I really want to talk about what's been happening with this up-level and the past couple days and how the body and everything is coming together.
Oh, there's so much to share, because I'm sure every single one of you is experiencing an acceleration. It could be an acceleration in positivism. It could be an acceleration in your emotional reactivity. It could be an acceleration in the physical body that results in being really tired at the end of the day.
Right.
You know, and yet energized at other times of the day. These are all the responses to the energy. The key here is, can you champion yourself through this climate?
Yes.
You know, and one of the things that served me so well in my life path is I spent a lot of time as a sailor, you know, on a small sailboat.
He single-handed the Inside Passage.
And so these metaphors of, you don't know what the weather's going to be. You don't know if something's going to break, or, you know, that it's going to be scary. However, what you do know is that you have the capacity to live your life with robust enthusiasm. And you could put that capacity into robust pessimism or robust depression.
But or it's still, robust anxiety, right?
But all of that is still resident in your empowered mastery.
Exactly.
And this is where the paradox of it. Do you want to empower victimness, or do you want to empower your ability to thrive?
Uh-huh.
So back to the energy of the time.
Let's do it.
Okay, here we are. It all began this weekend, and it really, really Monday brought forward this this big, beautiful energy that I think, and I would love it if you'd give a call and just share, you know, just share how did it happen for you? Because what we observed is, out of nowhere, there were some synchronicities.
Yes.
Things began to fall into place. Miracles began to happen. And these miracles were, all of a sudden, you kind of go, whoa, it's my lucky day.
Right?
Something wonderful is happening here. And we go, yes, I accept. Yes. Just keep saying yes. So please give a ring and share those miracles.
Yeah. So you remember, I think we might have an 800-888-627-6008, 888-627-6008, or 517-208-1500. And, you know, as we're getting ready to go to the phone line, Sri, one of the things I want to talk about is that what's happening right now, especially as we're in this pop or drop moment, is what does it really take? You know, one of the things that we all know, and I started talking about this before Sri joined us, is that there comes a moment where, do you have the steadfast commitment, the focus awareness, and the complete trust, or not? Mm-hmm. Because you can talk about it, and you guys all know that so many people talk a good game, right? You can talk about it. You can talk yourself into thinking that you actually are doing it. And it's going to be when the mastery moment is before you that you will see whether or not you are able to walk with it. And the gift is seeing it. That's what I just mentioned, right? You will be able to see. Because when you are able to see it, it means that you are walking in the mastery of it. And then the step is, what does it take to stay in that steadfast commitment, to stay in that focused awareness, to be the living energy of that complete trust? Because, I mean, what is realignment anyway? Realignment is the remembrance of the power and capacity and integrity and incredible beauty of the truth of who you are. Mm. It is that empowerment of the lion energy, which is the metaphor of this planet, of this moment in this experience. It is that empowerment into what was most likely the lamb. to bring the lion and the lamb together. The master oversoul entering into this beautiful, beautiful experience of density and becoming in the sacred union, the divine one. Mm. That's the moment right now.
You know, this moment is rich with opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
Rich with opportunity. And, you know, one of the things that comes forward for me as you're sharing this is, what's the difference between the actor and the role being acted?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you think about it. You know, we watch our whatever our favorite soap opera or series or whatever it might be, and we begin to equate that actor or actress, that person, with their role.
So much so that we have built a whole industry around
illusion.
Wow, that's a whole show.
Media goes out there and goes interviews these actors on their opinion among world events. Where what really qualifies them for that? Because they played a professor in a movie, you know. Anyway, it's fun.
But no. But so this is let's go deeper into this because it's not only fun; it's so appropriate for right now. Consider celebrity culture in our world right now.
Yeah.
As Sri just mentioned, remember that everything you see is an illusion. Yet you want to believe it's real when you are within, afraid to look at your own experience of what you perceive real to be. And when you are able to break free of that illusion and remember that the illusion is just that, and that you are not a victim of that illusion. You are actually the creator. And then when you own that, you step through and become the navigator. You are no longer in this lateral spin of experience. Ever feel like you're repeating the same thing over and over again? I mean, it might have more sophisticated language around it, right? And it might have more sophisticated people around it, but it's the same thing. So if you keep repeating the same thing over and over again, I always love that. That's the Einstein moment, right? That's the moment of awareness when you're like, wait a minute, I'm the center of this repeated circle, right? So when you know that you are in the center of the repeating circle, the Einstein moment, okay, this is the definition of insanity, is that I keep thinking doing this is going to make anything different. And it's when you lift above that, you lift through it, you love yourself enough to say yes and move through. And that's this moment, the moment of saying yes to your full ascended presence embodying you and then moving with that energy. Mm. It's a big moment, Sri.
Absolutely. And you know, so I just love this because when are you just going to be who you are? When are you just going to do that?
Well, and that's what the 21st will amplify.
Uh-huh.
And that is the amplification of the 21st. The amplification of the 21st is all about the amplification of who you are. The question is, are you conscious of who you are?
Are you conscious of
who
you are?
Who is the you that's
already? Do you trust that it is enough?
There it is. There it is.
Because I can tell you, and bless my life, and I'm sure you could all say the same, it took me a long time to get there.
Yeah.
And I pray that through our presentations and energy, it won't take you as long as it might have taken me, because I certainly compromised who I was for many, many years. And I coped, and I tried, and I strategized, and I put on a show.
Just feeling familiar,
you know,
guys,
and,
right?
If only I learned one more thing,
right?
If only I did it better, if only, then I'd be happy, right? You know, been there, done that, wrote the book on that one. And there comes a point where you just say, enough of this.
Right?
Enough.
I mean, really, and that's awareness. And that's the gift, because it's also, not only is it the enough, it's the enough and I get it.
Yes.
So let's get over the phone lines. Let's say
right,
hi. We're going to run over to Oneness Talk Radio.
Okie dokie.
All right, we're going to go to, we're going to go to Michigan.
All right
there, we're saying hey to Michigan. Namaste, Michigan. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, Shreya. I absolutely love you guys so much. Thank you for taking my call. This is Marcy.
Hey,
I have called in before, and I just love talking with you. I wanted to share. I've just been experiencing one miracle after the other.
I
have gone through a divorce that will be final in January.
Congratulations.
That was a really big step for me. And I started my own business. And that's another really big step for me. It's very exciting. And things are just seem to be falling into place. And I'm a part of the Monday Night Magic. And last night, I could not get on. And I was just, I suddenly felt distraught. And I'm like, wait a minute. There's got to be a reason. There's something. So I laid on the middle of my rug and had my own ceremony. And it was fine. And I look forward to watching the video. But it's just been a really wonderful experience. I would love a mini soul reading and your thought. I also have had just some amazing things going on with me that are, I can't even put words to. So any thoughts would be appreciated.
Well, first and foremost, sweetheart, I so love that you honored yourself and said, okay, rather than, okay, I'm just going to throw away my Monday night, right? I just want to take a moment and bow and honor that you said, okay, I might not have been able to get through on that Zoom in real time, but I know this is an up-level moment and I know I deserve this time for me. So I just want to bow before that because that is steadfast commitment. That is focused awareness. That is complete trust. And that is exactly the type of thing we've been talking about this evening and exactly how we sustain the miracles you're talking about. So I just wanted to honor that right in front of you, that you already are really, the reason this is all flowing for you is because you're living it. You're doing it. And that's really where it all begins. And Sri is ready to share something too. So I'm going to let him jump in as well.
Well, you know, I just want to echo what Kira has been sharing, but equally important is to the lesson of trust.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to say, okay, I trust that all is well. Miracles are happening in my life, and I'll get to the video. And fill a paint in the picture, paint by numbers.
Right?
Anyway.
And we always timestamp, so, you know, it's there, it's fresh.
But the thing I want to say to you, just from my heart to your heart, is just keep going.
Yes.
You are on your way, and it is the commitment to just keep going, no matter what the weather is outside, whether the universe seems to be wind at your back or whether it's blowing in your face, you just keep going, and it will shift. And that's the one thing I have seen, especially in the last couple of years and accelerated this year, things shift quickly.
Profound shift, December.
Really quickly.
Yeah, and my birthday was December 12th.
Of course it was.
Great day.
Of course it was. It's perfect.
And so I celebrate your tenacity and your joy and just keep going.
And you know, I want to share one more thing, Marcy. As Sri was sharing, I watched Hanuman, this beautiful Hanuman who's dancing and has like bells on his wrists and bells on his ankles. And he's dancing all around you. And all I keep hearing is the energy of Hanuman is saying hello. I would connect with the Hanuman Chalisa if it was, I would just connect with it just in one way or another in this moment and say thank you. Because the key for you right now is just keep doing what you're doing. Keep moving forward. And so it is.
Thank you. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetheart. We love you too. All right. Plenty of people holding over here at Oneness, and then let's bounce over to BBS and we'll bounce back to Oneness.
Hey, over at BBS Radio, we have Mary from Colorado on line two.
And a first timer. Namaste. Welcome, beloved Angel. Hi, Angel.
Hi, namaste, dear sweet ones. Hello.
Hi, what a gift to be with you.
It's nice to connect with you.
Oh, it's wonderful to connect with you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. I have been on the Ascension path for 50 years and the ups and the downs, and it really warms my heart to hear you say, keep going. Keep going. Say yes. Say yes. So I'm just wondering if I could get a mini small soul reading.
Oh, absolutely, Angel. And our producer, Thomas, typed in up here that you are 79 years young, and I just want to bow before you because you have been saying yes, and because of you, we can be. So if you've not heard it enough, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for everything that you are and everything you do. Thank you for your life. Thank you for not letting go. Thank you for, I mean, when I look at you, my entire crown chakra, I feel the ascended masters and I feel this beautiful, like eternal flame energy coming out of my crown chakra as I connect with you right now. And as that is connecting, I'm feeling this beautiful, wow, lots of Saint Germain around you. Wow. I'm feeling lots of Ascended Master energy, and especially the Ascended Master Saint Germain. And I'm watching these violet eyes that are like looking straight into your violet eyes right now. And it's like you're in this beautiful gown, very, very elegant, and you're very regal. And you and the Ascended Master are like eyeball to eyeball. And the message is, remember that inside of you is the alchemical formula that you seek for that which you have been calling out for. Remember that you know how to weave the elements and that you are here because you inspire.
Yes.
And you are here because you are not complete. There is much ahead. And so it is.
Right. Beautiful. So beautiful. Right on. Thank you so much, Kiara. Thank you, love. I'm going to do it.
I love you so much.
Thank you.
You bring tears to my eyes. I love you so much,
honey.
Just
keep going, dear.
Thank you for being. Thank you for being, Angel. Many blessings.
Thank you. Love you. Love you so.
I love you too, honey. Namaste.
Namaste.
Do you have the biggest Cheshire grin?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Are all of you just, this is the blessing of this show. I am so honored to have the gift of sharing this show with all of you every week and to have my husband here very regularly because of you, because of this amazing community, because those of you that come together, this is that law of instantaneous manifestation. That is the pop or drop, because when you let the ego drop, your mastery pops. So maybe you need to drop and pop, right? I don't know. We could have some fun with this. So Sri, let's pop back over to Oneness Talk Radio.
Well, wait a minute. I just want to explore that.
And then we'll pop over and grab another beautiful being.
Here's a paradox for you.
Let's hear it.
The ego must be fortified before it can be released.
Ooh, loving that.
So let's play with this for a second.
Loving that.
When we are deeply wounded as people, what we're missing actually is ego strength.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
most of us have scars and trauma imprints that we have evolved through mm-hmm. or are still working through mm-hmm. because the path of self-ascension is a healing path.
Right.
And so when we evolve through our hurts, our ego actually gets a little stronger.
Yes.
At first.
Yes.
Because it's going, I got my day, I got my, and it creates space then. It isn't frightened of the soul as much. It creates space for your higher self to come forward. And now you've got the two there together. Then you can really move forward on your path because the soul and the ego can converse together. They can experience each other's energy and the ego can learn to trust the love and the guidance of the soul. Whereas when we're really fractured, when we're really wounded, we don't trust.
Right.
We just are protective.
This is so important though, Sri, because this is the foundation. I mean, what you just said, there it is. It's right there. That's how we move. And this is how we move into the divine state of sacred union of the yoga of self-ascension. And if you are going, Kira, I have no idea what you're talking about, or I'd like to know more about what you're talking about, please, with all my heart and soul, go to Sri, S-R-I, and A-N-D, Kira, K-I-R-A.com. Learn about self-ascension. There's a lot of stuff there, a lot of amazing practices and tools that can help you navigate this moment. And I want to navigate back over to Oneness Talk
All
Radio.
All right, let's go to that
call
board.
And we're going to go up, it looks like, to Port Orchard, Washington. Looks like, hey, Port Orchard, Washington, namaste and welcome.
Oh, I did not expect to get picked. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I would love a mini soul reading.
All right. Well, so why don't you just take a breath in and really invite your energy. It's interesting. When I connect with you right now, it's all in my throat. And it's very, it's like the word I want to use is tickly, but it's also a little constrictive, but it's like this little tickly constrictive. And it's like literally right where I wear my beautiful, barge here. It's right in that U, you know, that U shape of the throat. And I'm feeling that in there very deeply. And then as I feel into that, it like, it has this resonance that goes through you into your heart and down to your third chakra. And as I'm connecting with this energy, there's this line, like this huge line of, I mean, huge line. I don't even know how many of these beings that are standing right behind you. And they're saying that when we stand in one spot for a long time, we don't see how much is there. But if we just turn our perspective or look in another direction, we remember how much help is right around us. And that's the message they would like you to hear today. And thank you for asking. What a gift to share with you, honey.
Oh, thank you.
Namaste. Many thank you. Many blessings. Wow. And you know, Shri, breathe in. I'm feeling like also this kind of like upper third chakra energy. And again, guys, when we're in this energy of pop or drop, this is what happens. That kind of upper third chakra energy starts moving with us. And there's a lot going on right now.
Well, you know, I want to talk about that just for a moment.
Please
before we
do.
Go to the next caller.
Yeah.
Because a moment ago, we talked about how the ego needs a certain amount of healing before it's willing to trust the divine nature of the soul.
Breathe, taking a deep breath on that. I almost felt the third hold on that again. Wow.
Yeah. And so this, wow. When we talk about pop or drop, what's really going on here is, are we at a point where our personality, our density beliefs, our need to protect ourselves, all of that stuff is resolved enough that we can just drop its Ooh. Need to control and let the soul lift us further.
Wouldn't that be nice?
So we got a little, it's not that it's dropping in the sense of decline, it's dropping its need to control.
Ooh, you know, there's just so many ways we can look at this, right?
Yeah.
And it's just
fabulous. And so the ego is a wonderful tool for getting along in the world, but when it runs your totality, you will live a limited life.
Well, you'll live the life that you're ready to live in this lifetime.
Well, there's
that. You know, you'll have that expansionary experience, and that will be why you're here.
And so this is the fun of this. So pop or drop means I'm in a perhaps stressful situation. I'm in an up-level moment like we all are right now this week. And either that energy will lift us to a new state of energization,
yes!
of passion, of miracles, of moving forward on our path, or that energy might activate our fears. And if you don't step in and say, wait a minute, that isn't true about me. I'm not going down that road. If you don't intervene, then it'll have its way with you.
Oh, yeah. And so I'm going to have my way and let's go over to BBS Radio.
All right. It looks like we have Zia from Idaho on line two.
I bet that's Dia.
Or is it Dia?
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Hi.
Hey, sweetheart. How are you? Turn down your radio. Hi.
Okay, I'm going to turn down the computer. I asked Jim to be on
there
the phone.
You
yeah, and it's a little bit of a delay. So you're hearing me, and I'm hearing you, and I'm watching
We're
you
good.
But, a little bit. Okay, kiddos. Well, miracle. Our miracle ceremony on Saturday, the first Saturday of this month, I talked about the Boise contingency and Jerry and Annie and Midge and myself, Dia, and then this mystery at that time, Maria, and her two children. And those of the five of us are coming to next week. We'll be seeing you soon.
Yeah.
So, after the New Year's. Okay, so here's the miracle, is that today, another miracle, is that we, Midge and I, set up a Zoom and we got to meet Maria. Beautiful, beautiful Maria. And Maria, this is much abbreviated, yes, but she is on the same, she and her two grown children are on the same plane, leaving, getting to 5 a.m. here in Boise. We're all on the same plane. I mean, we don't even know each other. In this lifetime. And so here we come. And Annie was here today, spreading her magic. Ann Peach was, and Maria just had a session with Jerry last night on the astrology. So we got to exchange our prime being primes. So that, I love that miracle that this is happening. And then rest, and I thank you. I thank you. Oh, this is beyond words. And the other piece of it is that I would like Sri to check in anything you can offer. You know, I've had this many years head situation, and last week I had 5 days without it, and I thought it's over and I'm doing everything right, and then for the last 3 days it has been treacherous. So what do you know, what do you see? And yes, you have our permission, because Annie has these little pieces of black metal, and this, what's happening on the top of my crown chakra, she's alerted me to it, and it's like glass shards coming out with this, you know, I have the 14-hour head swelling pain, and then now the scalp, the last 6-8 months. It feels like there is, I mean, and there is, we've seen it. Okay, so is it?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to jump in, Dia, because he's got it, and we're going to run out of time, and we want to respond. First of all, loving the miracles, OMG. Yeah. That is not anything other than meant to be. I'm so happy for all of you.
Yes,
amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So Dia, here's what I want to offer you that might be useful at this time, is that you are strong-willed, and you have a bit of a split energy in the sixth chakra. And that what happens is that when you relax fully into the flow of who you are, the need for interference is less. And those 3 days or 5 days,
five days
that you were pain free, mm-hmm. I want you to breathe into that and just kind of go back there mm-hmm. and say, I call that experience
exactly.
back to me now.
You can create a pain free time loop. When you're here at New Year's, we'll work on that.
And to really get and mm-hmm. to say or mm-hmm. to say, I own this.
Yes.
This is my truth. I am at ease. Don't even use the word pain. I am at ease and I am singularly happy.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay. And that will start. That will amplify the success. You've already demonstrated success.
Yeah, it is a wow. So let's breathe that in. And I want you to feel us with our arms wrapped around loving you. I can hardly wait to do this in person.
And we'll do more when we see you.
Absolutely. We love you, sweetheart.
Okay. Thank you. And I love you. And we have surprises.
Woohoo! Okay. So do we. We'll see you soon, babe.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay. Oh, we love you. Namaste. Oh, Sri, my heart.
I know we're running out of time, but I want to emphasize, because nobody, we all learn from each other. And to be able to look at a time in your life where things were going well and revisit it, just mentally revisit it, and turn it up bright, exaggerate it, and say, that's for me, that's who I am, and that's what I choose to live as and with, to live as and with. The energy of success, the energy of happiness, the energy of the freedom of being the truth of your divine being.
Well, that sounds like a pop or drop moment.
Practice it.
Oh, absolutely. And Sri, thank you for being here with us this evening again. And of course, thank all of you for saying yes to who you are right now. You are ready. And the universe has called and you said yes. That's a celebration. We love you dearly. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira. May your heart in all ways know the master you are.